Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Unless you have or had a student loan, you may not have heard of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which began in 2007 with a simple idea: provide debt relief to borrowers in critical but often low-paying careers after they make 10 years of timely student loan repayments. Law enforcement employees and public school teachers are examples of those who would be eligible. But in the spring of 2017, many individuals who chose those types of careers learned that their federal student loans may not qualify for this relief after all. Our guest today is going to help us take a deeper dive into the qualifications for this program, plus tell us about new developments that may bring welcome relief to some student loan recipients. Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner and managing partner at DeHollander & Jantz Financial Group, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Roy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Give us an overview of this Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program.
Well, as you mentioned, the program essentially enables borrowers who make 10 years of monthly payments under a qualified repayment plan to be eligible to have the remaining balance of their debt forgiven. To qualify, though, a student loan must meet four criteria. The first is the loan must be a direct loan. The second, the repayments must be on time and for the specified amount. Third, the repayment plan must be income-based. And finally, the borrower must be employed at least 30 hours per week by a government entity or a nonprofit organization.
You know, those are easily defined qualifications there. Where has this confusion happened?
In most things, the devil's in the details. For example, many borrowers did not understand that Perkins, Stafford, and federal family education loans are not considered direct student loans. Direct student loans are where the lender is the U.S. Department of Education rather than a bank or another financial institution. Others, essentially just trying to do the right thing, you know, repaid more than the required amount and then discovered that these excess payments actually disqualified the payment from the program. Some borrowers were also told that they didn't have an income-based repayment plan, which is a plan that caps the repayment amount at a certain percentage of the borrower's income. And then finally, still other borrowers, especially those working for nonprofit organizations, each year they submitted employer certification forms only to be told later that their employment was not eligible for the program. For example, government contractors and those working for partisan political organizations are actually not eligible.
I think one of the most surprising things that you just said is that you pay extra on your student loan and that disqualifies you.
Not for the whole program, but that excess payment now cannot be forgiven. Yes, it's very unfortunate when people are just trying, again, do the right thing, pay off their loans as quickly as possible, and then they're essentially being punished for it.
And so what is this potential relief that may be out there?
The potential relief may come from somewhat of an unexpected source, which is the spending bill that was signed by President Trump in March of this year. The bill includes a $350 million fund that will give borrowers in a repayment plan that is not income-based a chance to get retroactive credit for their payments. Of course, there are rules and considerations here as well. I mean, first, borrowers must still make the full 10 years of repayments before they can apply for loan forgiveness. Secondly, the fund provides relief only if a payment was disqualified because the borrower did not have an income-based repayment plan. This means that borrowers with the wrong type of loan or the wrong kind of employment cannot seek relief from the fund. And finally, $350 million is a large sum, but the fund is finite and will provide relief on a first-come, first-served basis. Once it's depleted, unless Congress decides to add to it in the future, that'll be essentially the end of the program. The other part, though, that I also think is very interesting for any of the borrowers out there with student loans is that there's a potential for a little bit of a different kind of relief. I mean, one of the challenges the 37 million student loan borrowers face is having multiple loans from multiple lenders. So to alleviate these challenges, the U.S. Department of Education, it's in the process of requesting proposals from contractors for a new student loan servicing system called NextGen to be basically a one-stop portal where borrowers could manage all their accounts. We'll have to wait and see if it meets expectations. It's expected to go live later in 2019.
Well, Roy, great information. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner with DeHollander & Jantz in Greenville. And Roy has shared with us the direct link to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program at the Government's Student Aid webpage. We will have that posted at our webpage for this show. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can also hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.